Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Before I go any further, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I'd like to pay respects to the Yuggera and the Turrbal people. I also would like to pay my respects to our elders and our elders of more recent arrival. You are tuning into Let's Talk. I'm your host, Bo Spearham, and my guest on Let's Talk this morning is no stranger to the Let's Talk program, Uncle Robbie Thorpe. Rob, just before we start, could I get you to tell us your name, your mob, and where you're from?
That's my Blackfellow name and address. And it's East Gippsland now, what they call East Gippsland, and we're the Grampians, what they call the Grampians. That's my spiritual home in this land.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Thorpe.
Yep.
Or Robin the Hood. Lots of names, but. How you going, brother? Thanks for that intro.
All good. It's always an honour to speak with you, Unc, and have you on the program, talk about your experiences, but then also share your knowledge with us, with myself as a as a young Aboriginal person, but then also with our listeners as well. One of the things we want to talk about on the program today, next year on the Gold Coast, is the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You've been a part of, the last two Commonwealth Games that's been held in Australia in an organising capacity in 2006 in Melbourne when Melbourne hosted the Games, but then also in 1982, you travelled with a delegation of Koori mob from Victoria, and they came up to Brisbane to show support, but then also to amplify the struggles that our sisters and brothers continue to fight down there in Victoria. Could you tell us a bit about your experience in 1982 at the Commonwealth Games?
Yes, well, you're just bringing back all those memories there. I was very much part of organising crew that went to the 82 Games out of Fitzroy in Melbourne here. And we organised the troops back then and were determined to go to these games as we've termed them now, the Stolen Wealth Games. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty apt name for them. And not only that, there was many others who had the same ideas as us around the country. In 1982, I think Queensland was the only one who still had the infamous Queensland Act. It was a black act which still existed in reality in Queensland where the other states had removed it. It was really becoming on those. Bajelki Joe Peterson at the time, he reeled the state with an iron fist. Not even non-Aboriginal people up in the streets, marching unions. It was off limits. It was a really fascist state back in the day. And we'd had enough. The things that you're talking about today, death in custody, stealing our kids, creating the conditions of life, destroying our culture and environment the way they are. That was been going on for a long time in this country. And he just started to get a bit of voice. And we knew as blackfellas that, the best way to attack this horrendous system here, who are in complete denial of our humanity and human rights, is to get them when there's international spotlight here. And that's the idea of using these major events as our target, expose Australia. The whole world was watching, was the theme. And we were going to use that to expose what was going on in Australia to the rest of the world. It was very effective, and from that was the, quickly followed that was 1988. And that was spectacular success in terms of getting blackfellas to a space. Incredible experience in 1988. And then it was Stolen Wealth Games back here, and then the Olympic Games, the other way around. And, those things are the best time to strike at the heart of this system and expose them without being over the top, military, defensive way. The numbers that we've got to do these other ways of exposing things and hoping for the best, basically. We haven't got the capacity to defend ourselves from this system. We've just got to try to expose them. So that's the sort of team I've been involved with. I'm looking for solutions to our problems. And, I've come to the real, in my history, 40 years of being involved in on the ground way, that the issues for me is the unresolved issues around genocide, the lack of acknowledgement of the law of this land, the ancient law of this land, and no treaty. There's no peace accord. There's no proper legal jurisdiction for anybody else on this land as a result of no treaty. So there's pretty fundamental laws that need to be resolved. And that's what we put up there in 2006. It was called the Black GST campaign. And you remember that, Barry, the Black GST campaign?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I remember my older brother and one of my older brothers and my old man and, you know, the Brizzy mob jumping on the bus and heading down to Melbourne for the 2006 Commonwealth Games. And I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, what do you think about that position of Aboriginal people, the Black GST? How can you talk about treaty issues before you deal with these fundamental legal issues? Like, including us in their racist constitution and things like that. They're pretty fundamental questions before you haven't dealt with what they describe as peremptory norms of international customary law, international law, the foundations of it. You've got to be able to prevent genocide to be call yourself a civilised society, Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a joke on every front. So we're wearing them down, bros. And, you know, I think it's a perfect opportunity, the Gold Coast. It's all there, you know, Australia up front and still pushing this full-on colonialism. I think that this is the end of the day, and I think we've had enough. We've got enough evidence to bury Australia in any court that was relevant on the planet. You know, that's another question. But I think it's all going to come to a head here. You know, you've got issues like the environment. Climate's changing the way it is, and that's an issue of land rights and caretaking of the land. The custodians, you are us, no recognition of our rights over these places.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just devouring it, these multinational mining conglomerations. It was supported by the UN and Australia. They've been conspiring since 1949 here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
About raping this land. That's why we've got no protection at international law. So that's, you know, we fully put our position up here really strongly in front of the, you know, the international community, because that's what these games will attract.
Mm-hmm.
And, we put it on. I think it could be a watershed moment for Aboriginal people in our struggle, because I think ahead even beyond 2018, you've got 2020. What does that say to you?
Yeah.
That's vision. Let's have a bit of vision, Australia. Why don't we have a war crimes commission, sort this stuff out, and have a treaty for peace based on the recognition of sovereignty? And you can pay the rent, you can pay the back rent, you can pay the damage, you can live there, but it's on our terms and conditions. Pretty simple, isn't it? You can all get along. You trash all this other stuff. Every other piece of legislation is a crime against our humanity. I don't know where they get the right to make laws for our people, these colonisers, you know, with their terra nullis based legal jurisdiction. It's all a lie. We know it's a lie. So, you know, we need to straighten it out. It's all good for everyone, I reckon. And I'm happy to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to be able to, because we had the last one here, we need to do a ceremony to hand on those ashes to your community. And it was a life-changing moment for me back in 1982, Buzz, I can assure you. Mm-hmm. I had a spiritual moment there, and I was only a young man, but it was very much a life-changing moment for me. And I've seen all the beauty of our people, our just cause, and how resilient we are, and how determined we are. We're not going anywhere. They've got to recognise our humanity. And I think we need to stand up for that strong, for our ancestors and for our future generation. You know, so I think that the pressure's on them. They've got to justify their occupation, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe what they call a treaty, peace arrangement, whatever you want to call it, a lease, whatever it is, on our terms, our conditions. You know, we've got the oldest law. We're first in law, best in law. And they need to hear from us.
Stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Well, forgive me if it seems as though, but I am not mistaken. 'cause I'm the one who you forgot after my land was taken. In early years we were put down, cast aside in vermin. Women, men and kids shot down, then paid by Bible sermon. Well, don't try to understand me now, I've seen the sights that pain ya. Has it really changed for me since round up in Tasmania? I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Black is beautiful, I've heard it far and wide, man. Are you sincere in what you say? If not, please step aside then. This land is like a stop-bought pie, and lots of people come all to get themselves a slice, and I can't get a crumb. Well, Australian has his pride, his culture and his dream time. Is it to lose all this as well? I wonder in the meantime. I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. I'm a stranger in my land. I'm a stranger in my land. I'm a stranger in my land.
This is Bo Spearum with Let's Talk.
I'm your host, Bo Spearum, and my guest on Let's Talk this morning is no stranger to the Let's Talk program, Uncle Robbie Thorpe. Next year on the Gold Coast is the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You mentioned before when the Commonwealth Games was up here in Brisbane in 1982, you know, how fascist, you know, the laws were. What was it like when, you know, when he's pulled up to Musgrave Park and he's doing all these protests during that whole 2 weeks? What was the feeling?
It was an incredible moment, bro. So we went up there. There was a thing called the Black Protest Committee who'd been organising in Brisbane for a good while. And when we turned up on our bus, we turned up in the middle of the night, about, would have been 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot the mark. I think they had the plan was to have us camping out 20 k's out of town. We didn't know that. And we just went straight into town, went straight to South Brisbane,
Musgrave Park.
And we drove in there in the bus, and we asked the mob over there drinking under the tree. He said, "Do you mind if we camp here tonight?" I said, "No, I'd be mad."
Mm.
So when we woke up in the morning, more tents had turned up and more vehicles turned up. So we might as well just have it here.
Yeah.
Sort of overshot that thing there, but I think it was meant to happen.
Mm.
That was the space to have that there. And that's because it was what it was, Musgrave Park. Very special place in my old, very dear memories for me, many ways. It's magic.
Mm.
And I think, you know, that spirit that's carried on, you know, even from after the game, after that game scene, we went on to create the Koori Information Centre back at home. We were so inspired, and we were independent information. So we done things like that. It inspired us. It was like a big robbery at the same time. I've never seen black fellas so united, so determined, all together like that. Mad. And what it did do, that 82 games, it broke the Jelky Peterson.
Yeah.
You know, we all got jailed at that time. We got Queen's pardons, all this mad histories around that stuff. We raised thousands of dollars every time we marched because they arrested us on mass And we got bailed on mass. Well, it was costing a lot, I tell you. It cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
but it broke the whole system. And then from then on, marching on the street in Brisbane happened for everyone. It's a very important part of the history of Brisbane as well.
It's
the
funny.
Union stood up, the other groups stood up, and the Blackfellas led the way on that.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because for a period of time in Brisbane, it was illegal to march. And then so they had they had protests for the right to protest. And like Queensland still like is like one of the only states and territories, I think, in the country that, you know, have the right to protest without, you know, having a permit.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the freedom of voice and things like that. And the word permit came up at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And our response to that from Victoria, because we were wild mob down south, you know, we'd had enough down here for a long time. And we went up there and we said, we're not driving 2,000 miles to ask these fascists for a permit. And we were determined, and that showed up there too. You know, we've had a great relationship with the mob from Brisbane and Queensland, and you know, all that history around the Stolen Wealth Games tradition that we're starting to develop here as well. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we'll destroy that. That's a big part of colonialism. Put themselves up with these. Well, they call these games the Commonwealth Games. You know, the other games that the prince was involved with. What was his name? These military games, you know, all that crap is like they're putting themselves out there. Well, let's bombard that party. Let's get our voice. It's the only time you're going to get your voice, and they're embarrassing. And the beauty of today, we've got international, we've got instant media. Like, we didn't have media back in the day. It was very difficult to organise. You know, mob. You know, it's a huge country, and to get us all together in one spot's very difficult. So that, you know, it take my hat off to our people.
Take a look at the sky, there's nothing but dark clouds all around. Take a look in my eyes, my heart, my soul, it can be found. This sacred ground you walk has stories of its own. This sacred ground is sacred ground, it is my home. Where my family's blood's been shed, the rest is still unknown. It's not just the government that's doing it all wrong. It's down here on the ground. It's been like that all along. Just a matter of time, baby, we'll all find all that glitters doesn't shine. It's just a matter of time, baby, we'll all find all that glitters doesn't shine. Every mile's just like uphill climbing. Every day is another day. And every night I hear spirits crying. And they just don't go away. Everybody, take a look at the sky. There's nothing but dark clouds all around. Take a look in my eyes, my heart, my soul, it can be found. And this sacred ground you walk has stories of its own. This sacred ground is sacred ground, it is my home. Where my family's blood's been shed, the rest is still unknown. It's not just the government that's doing it all wrong. It's down here on the ground. It's been like that all along. It's just a matter of time, baby, we'll all find all that glitters doesn't shine. It's just a matter of time, baby, we'll all find all that glitters doesn't shine.
just don't go away. Everybody, take a look at the sky. There's nothing but dark clouds all around. Take a look in my eyes, my heart, my soul, it can be found. This sacred ground you walk has stories of its own. This sacred ground, this sacred ground, it is my home.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
I'm your host, Bo Spearham, and my guest on Let's Talk this morning is no stranger to the Let's Talk program, Uncle Robbie Thorpe. Next year on the Gold Coast is the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You come up to Brisbane 982, you fast forward, and Melbourne announces, you know, they're going to host the Commonwealth Games. What's the preparation in the lead up to organising the Stolen Wealth campaign, the Black GST campaign in the lead up to the Commonwealth Games? How did that come about, and what was it like in the lead up to, you know, setting up in King's Domain?
Well, we had a group actually called the Black GST campaign. Targan, Foley, my sister Marge, myself, and a couple other friends who were involved. Anyway, a small group. We used to have dinner over at Targan's and discuss the tactics for a long time, a couple of years out, and how that would work. And the theme, you know, the Black GST, you know, the Stolen Wealth Games, all those ideas came out of that. And because we had a good following amongst ourselves there,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were able to get that up. You know, it was a bit of a, because we did a fire in the King's Domain, you know, it's putting the pressure right on the state when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stepped up like that, but we had a bit of backing and a bit of planning behind it. So it was, didn't just happen. It was a bit of planning. We got a lot of support from the non-Aboriginal people here, which we have a lot of great non-Aboriginal support in Melbourne. You know that, Bo, just looking at what goes on here with our rallies even today, you know.
Also, one of the things that was surprising as well with the Stolen Wealth Games protest that you did was Camp Sovereignty. You know, like, you stayed beyond the 2 weeks. You know, you stayed longer. Setting up a camp, what does that give the opportunity also to educate the wider public as well?
Absolutely. You know, the fireplace or the campfire was the meeting place of Aboriginal people for a long, 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 long time. Our council was out around the fire. Oh, we've got a right to do that in our country. And, you know, that's cultural, that's heritage, all these other things there as well, you know. We've got to do our ceremony. And that's part of the way we were able to get away with that, to they strangle us with their laws and force us off over 60 days. We was on their lawns for 60 days having a beautiful time, you know, right in the middle of their city that we'd been banned from back in the day. We weren't even allowed to go into the CBD platform. It was great to be able to do that, and it brought out all these points, and you put up all your stuff. You know, it was mad media we got from the Globe, global media, and right in the middle of all their business. It was incredible how that all worked out. But we were putting our strong issues out there and standing our ground. And it was perfect. Like, it was in the King's Domain. At one stage there, the Queen was our neighbour, and so we paid a visit to her. Remember that? And dropped a letter saying, yeah, you're responsible for this. Yeah, so it was great media. And, you know, like up to 30,000 people came, non-Aboriginal people came to that fire. Mm. And they all felt really good. They felt something from that fire, because that was a proper fire that was made with, you know, with the right intent by the right people, the right business involved with it. It was a very powerful fire. I remember walking down to the down past Flinders Street and Swanson Street, where all our mob used to be. I said, who wants to come up this fire?
Mm.
They said, wait, they are. I said, come up here with me. And they said, we're not bringing no alcohol.
Mm.
I said, what? So they dropped all the alcohol, come up and up with the fire, and believe it or not, these fellows were turning around within a couple of weeks, and being empowered and not being alcoholics, man. Well, they could see something.
Mm.
They felt something. They felt great for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Turned some of them fellows completely around.
Mm-hmm.
And that just didn't happen for Aboriginal people. That happened for non-Aboriginal people too. They see it as a source of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And It's a stage where we're in control and we can deliver our business, our platform, our court, and it's ceremonious. We've got a right to do this everywhere, and it needs to be done. This is where the non-average people can engage with us, talk about our issues in our space, around our business, around our campfire, around our council. So that was a very important part of that whole process. But we planned that too. You know, we were going to sit there. We're going to put the sacred fire in the ground and see if we could maintain it. And we done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. How important was it for Mob to be there in 1982 and 2006? And you know, how important is it to still be there in 2018 on the Gold Coast?
All right. Well, ask yourself, are our issues being resolved?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still smashing our culture and our country and our people? Are we the most jailed people on earth? Are things getting any better since 1982? They got worse. So, you know, do we have a reason to get out there on the street? Do black lives matter? Do black people matter? You know, you look at Australia, black lives means F all in this country. We know that. Look what they've been doing. Look at our population. It's gone from 100% to 1%. In the last 200 years, and the way they're treating us today, the remnants of that Holocaust, is appalling, atrocious, disgusting, vile. People don't really understand the magnitude of crime, the magnitude, the dimension, or the gravity of crimes in Australia. And that's why we're here to expose it. You know, our ancestors didn't die in vain. Defending this land from invasion. We spilled our blood here, not an Aboriginal people. Our blood's all over this country defending it from invasion. No one talks about that. So, you know, we're here to expose the lie. Expose the lie, you're finding the truth. The way you're finding the truth. Particularly in this country. Mm. The land of the lie and home of the thief. So, you know, let's get this argument right. Our law's higher than theirs. We've got the divine law here. But they haven't got. That makes them a legal criminal. And that's why we've got to point out, and we can make it a better place for all people. Remember, they started us as a convict penal code. What the hell do these people know in this country? These houses moralising us. You know, they don't, you know, back off. But we can create a better space here and get more respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of non-Aboriginal people ready to rumble.
Yeah, man,
and that's a critical fact this time. And it's not the same old white Australia no more. You know, it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's like the South Africa of the South Pacific. 25 million people standing over us no more. We're reasonable, rational, responsible people. Let's cut a deal. Treaty on our terms. 2020 vision.
Don't sing me an anthem, cause you don't know the words. Words are hard to remember when they mean nothing at all. To the heart who's still waiting for their voice to be heard. Don't sing me your anthem when your anthem's absurd. You might have been born here, but we're not young and free. We weren't born yesterday, and only liberal by degree. This land may be beautiful, but it cannot be cold. God sing me your anthem.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
I'm your host, Bo Spearham, and my guest on Let's Talk this morning is no stranger to the Let's Talk program, Uncle Robbie Thorpe. Next year on the Gold Coast is the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You know, since 2006, we've been calling it the Stolen Wealth Games. Just a quick yarn about that there, and also the image that you made for it as well with coat of arms and like a lightning bolt. Tell us about how you come up with the name Stolen Wealth and also the image that you designed for the 2006 Commonwealth Games.
Well, you know the Umian kangaroo, the symbols on their coat of arms. Right? Mm-hmm. The symbol, you don't get that stamp on a document, it's law. Right? So those totems, our sacred totems, the red kangaroo and the emu, are our sacred totem, law totem. You're saying that won't belong to you. And you got these, you know, they're chained to your coat of arms, it's all false. And it was a, you know, the initial divinity here. That's where the lightning bolt comes in. It's not yours. And it hits the coat of arms, burns it down, and back to the sacred fire. And then after that, all the other totems come hanging around the fire again. We get back into our old camp.
Yeah, totally.
The way it was in the beginning, it will be in the end. That's the story behind that. But that symbol there, because it looks like their coat of arms, it attracts people. Well, there's a lot of truth in it. It's about divinity. About how we're controlled in this lives and how these people are speaking on our behalf, not a true religion, for want of a better word, or a representation of who we are and what we are. And we're the oldest on the planet. We're socially organised people. Socially organised society has been for a long time. But look at Mungo Man, you know, buried ceremonially 150,000 years ago. What does that tell you? People need to realise, like I said before, the gravity, the magnitude and the dimension of crime scene in Australia. It's not over yet.
Back in 2006, you came up with the tagline, Stolen Wealth Games. Could you tell us a bit about that as well?
Stolen Wealth Games. Well, Commonwealth, even just on that, is the Commonwealth. It's not Commonwealth. We haven't got no share of that Commonwealth, the original people of the land. What do you mean by Commonwealth? That's gammon, right? So, yeah, it was classic to go, so that's Stolen Wealth. And these are Stolen Wealth Games. It's all a pretense and a facade. It's a way to show how wonderful they all are. And they're not really. You know, look at what they're doing to the environment right where they are. Gold Coast is, you know, we're an amazing country before colonised. And same with the Great Barrier Reef. Look what they're doing to our country. You know, that's not Commonwealth. You know, they've got a common intent to destroy our people. First, we build everything in this country. We shed our blood defending it, and everything that's built in this country and every red cent that these people ever got out of this country came out of us. We should never forget that. And our ancestors died in this country trying to defend them. And our kids are dependent on us to get this truth right. And our day will come. We've got just cause and spirit on our side. So stand strong, mob. Our day will come.
I just want to say thank you to Uncle Robbie Thorpe for joining us on the program this morning. I just want to say thanks, Uncle, for your insight and your knowledge that you continue to share with a lot of us young fellows, but also with our listeners today on the show.
I'm really honoured to be able to do that, guys. You know, and I realise the importance of young fellows to getting the right message here. Because, growing up, it was very scarce on the ground, the right information. It's a very controlled society we live in. It's a convict penal crime. But at the end of the day, it's about the real weapon that we got is the truth. That's the real weapon that Aboriginal people hold. And the other one is education. When people see that what's going on in this country, they'll be coming with us. Be mad to catch up even before the games and start singing it up and putting it in front of this system. You know, I think it's going to fold over here. It's collapsing on its own.
Yes.
Criminality, as it was always going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we can ease the fall, set it up, sort it out. They're idiots. They need help. They need the law involved.
Yes, definitely need to catch up, hopefully beforehand, and do that handover as well. Unk, get those ashes from 2006 and bring it up here and give it to the TOs down there on the Gold Coast.
Well, let me know, Bo. You can help me set that up and see if that can happen. And I'll be only too happy to come up with a crew and handball that and then bring that message back down here and make sure we all get up there for the games.
Definitely, Unk. That'll be deadly if we can do that. I just want to say a big thank you to Uncle Robbie Thorpe for joining us on the show this morning. If you want to catch Let's Talk, it's Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. here on 98.9 FM.
You've been tuned to Let's Talk, highlighting the injustice from community to country, suburb to city, with a multitude of hosts, Bo Spearham, Carver Watson and Chelsea Bond. Weekday mornings from 9 till 10, it's Let's Talk, welcoming the continued sovereignty of all First Nations peoples right across the country.